Yep, that's right. Name is Liam MacArthur, MSP for Orkney and Scottish Liberal Democrat Justice Spokesperson. Well, it's obviously been a very difficult week for Police Scotland. We've had a spate of stories which have not cast Police Scotland in a terribly good light. And I think all of them have their roots in what has been a botched centralisation of policing brought about by the SNP government in the previous parliament. Well, as I say, I think the whole centralisation process has been pretty much botched from the beginning. Not only have we seen, as you say, instances where police officers are being required to bring in their own hand sanitizer, there are other instances where they're being called upon to go to kind of pound stretcher in order to pick up bits of equipment. There are other things that are being sort of heavily rationed. All that at the same time as Police Scotland running a revenue budget overspend of over £20 million. So I think there's a difficult job we ask our policemen and women and the civilian staff to do on our behalf. I think it's only right and proper that they expect to be given the wherewithal in order to carry that job out, and that's clearly not happening at the moment. Well, no, I think they've stuck their head in the sand right from the outset. They've insisted that centralising police services was going to be the way of saving money, money that Audit Scotland has already suggested was illusory. And what we're seeing now, not least with the overspend of £21 million and these instances of police officers being required to go out and purchase their own equipment and other facilities is a bit of a shambles. So I think it's time for Scottish ministers to back our police officers and our civilian staff against the backdrop of high levels of absenteeism due to stress among civilian staffs and spikes in sick leave for police officers in certain elements of the service that are under particular pressure, notably in the control rooms. Well, as I say, I think it requires Scottish ministers to recognise the problem there is out there, not simply suggest that that all is well and that their centralisation has been a great success, which has been their line to date. We're seeing it week after week that these problems are emerging. The trade unions are raising this on behalf of their members, and therefore ministers need to take these concerns seriously rather than simply sticking their heads in the sand. Well, as I say, they, like all of us, place a heavy responsibility on our police officers and the civilian staff to carry out a difficult job on our behalf, and they need to provide them with the backing and the funding they need in order to carry out that job. I think that's probably covered the bases, Dave. Okay, no problem. Sorry, it was so late back. Okay, take it.